Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Dr. George Hill, a former Perry resident whose parents will be posthumously receiving a Congressional Gold Medal for their service in World War II. All right, so talk a little bit about what the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor is and what it means to you to receive that for your parents.
It was quite a surprise. I was working on what I call the war letters of my parents. My father had been a journalist before the war, as well as being a banker. Of course, that was his main occupation, but he had had a lot of journalistic experience in public relations. And when he enrolled in he joined the American Red Cross in November 1943, hoping to serve with an Air Force unit because of his previous experience as a pilot with the Civil Air Patrol. And if not, he would hope to go to Europe. He wanted to be involved in the action. And he was writing letters which were intended and were used, actually, for publication in Iowa during the war, mostly the Cedar Rapids Gazette and the local newspaper in Mount Vernon. But I discovered a few years ago these letters and also the letters that my mother had written to him. They were all boxed up and set aside. And it occurred to me that I ought to publish, if I worked on it, I ought to do both of them, my father's letters and my mother's, and include personal details that they would have suppressed if they had published them during the war. But everybody who's in the letters, everybody mentioned in the letters, except myself and my brother's girlfriend and one of my boyfriends from Mount Vernon, are all dead now. All the people in the greatest generation are dead, and only three of the children. So it seemed to me it was perfectly okay to publish them just as is, with all the warts and affectionate words that they had between them and with other people. And when I was working on that, it occurred to me that there might have been some sort of a ribbon or medal for the Civil Air Patrol during that period. And so I went on the website and discovered, yes, there was a Civil Air Patrol war ribbon. But more importantly, I discovered that Barack Obama had signed as president a couple of years before the end of his term, the Congressional Gold Medal awarded to the entire Civil Air Patrol for service during the Second World War. It's a medal that I assume is a bit like the Congressional Gold Medal awarded to the Tuskegee Airmen a few years ago, and which has appeared in the paper over and over because a few of the Tuskegee Airmen and their descendants have received them. So I had a picture of my family with both my parents in Civil Air Patrol uniforms and also another picture taken a few months later, published in the Cedar Rapids Gazette, where my mother was in her uniform with Master Sergeant stripes on it. And I sent that to the website of the Civil Air Patrol at the place that is designated for the Congressional Gold Medal. And within minutes, within minutes, I received an affirmative response from the historian of the Civil Air Patrol saying, yes, my parents were eligible and they would work on presentation of the medal to us, a replica of the original ones being in the Smithsonian. And so we've worked at it ever since then. That was last summer. And to get all the family together, to get everybody lined up and ready to do it, it seemed best to do it sometime in the winter, and then Christmas season and the post-Christmas Epiphany season and so forth flipped it off to February. And so we're having the ceremony, reception, and so forth. And the medal replica will be presented to us by the Maryland wing, because we live in Maryland now, Maryland wing of the Civil Air Patrol. My parents had been active in the Civil Air Patrol in Lisbon, Cedar Rapids, Perry, and Sac City, and then in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A long stretch from 1942 until probably 1955. So that's it. You can tell from the way I say this that this is amazing to me, to our family, and we really appreciate the fact that this has all come together just at the right time. Perry was very important in our life. I think it was not a particularly happy situation for my father. He was in the bank and didn't enjoy working in the bank, but we enjoyed Perry very much as a location. and one of my best friends, Roger Halbach. I stayed in touch with him almost two or three times a year until he died. He was in the class of 49, graduated. I was just there for 1 year, but I earned my first merit badges in scouting there. I was vice president of our class, and it was a wonderful thing. And of course, Perry has had such good fortune in its recovery and the buildings and hotel, the Patty Hotel and so forth that we stayed at. Perry is quite a wonderful, amazing place also. But it has a special place in our minds and hearts, even though we were only there for about 9 months.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great story. And you must feel very honored that your parents are posthumously receiving this award and that you get to be there with your family to receive it.
Yes, indeed. It has been a wonderful thing for our family.
All right. Anything else to add about this whole situation and everything involved?
No, I only wish that I could get back there. Came back for the 1999 50th reunion. Came back last fall to Sac City, a 70th reunion, I guess. And I'm back in Iowa in my mind's eye almost every day, but I'm sorry I can't get back to, again, reunion with a few of my classmates who are still left. Say hello to them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me and for all the information. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Dr. George Hill. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.